Curda was shaken by the sudden storm, but she would not let the freebooter see her fear.
Is the ship in danger? Will the storm sink us?
Plug, grog slopping down his chin, grinned crookedly.
Nah, they wouldn't dare sink a ship carrying a prince and a princess, especially one who's as good with a sword as you.
Rifton banged his spear angrily on the table.
Wash your mouth, Plug. Is there a safe cabin aboard? One where Princess Curda can ride out the storm?
Plug gestured upward with his grog beaker.
Aye. There's one above this on the stern peak. Comfy little berth. I usually sleep there myself, but Her High Royalness can have it for the night. Best cabin on the old sea scab. Still as a rock and safe as houses.
Curda rapped out imperiously.
It will do for the night. Captain Rifton, you will take me there.
A mixture of wind, rain and sea spray whooshed into the cabin as Rifton opened the door. He was slammed back against the bulkhead, Curda with him. Plog roared at them.
Get out and shut that door!
The pair departed, with the rat captain struggling to close the door behind them. In the silence that followed, the silver fox hooted with laughter.
Still as a rock and safe as houses. She'll spend the night going up and down like a toad in a bucket. I'll teach the snot-nosed little whelp to stand there. Give him Plug Firetail orders.
Grubbage, as usual, had not heard his captain properly, but he joined in the laughter, pretending he had.
A frog in a fly tape borders. A lion hand, Captain.
Out on deck, Curda and Rifton negotiated the small set of stairs to the stern peak. Their heads bowed against the storm's onslaught. Immediately they gained the top deck. Curda knew that Plug was playing one of his wicked jests on her. The sea scab was rolling wildly, plunging up and down like a mad beast in its death throes. The princess was flung against the stern rail, where she clung grimly for dear life. Rifton slithered and skated about on the sea-slick deck, then dug his spear point in the timbers and hauled himself to her side. Thunder rumbled out of the distance and banged overhead in a loud explosion. A sheet of lightning followed. Curda was bent over the rail, facing the sea. In the brief illumination from the lightning flash, she screeched.
There they are! There they are!
Not half a boat length away, and slightly astern at the sea scab, was the small stolen vessel, with Shog and Triss, soaked to the skin, clinging to the tiller.